KMJ News Time 751. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
We're talking about a building downtown that's going to be for sale. It's a building we're pretty familiar with. What's the story there?
Actually, it's in Southeast Fresno, and it's the IRS processing facility. It's where they actually process the paper tax returns that people who still file paper tax returns. And it actually kind of sounds like a disgruntled taxpayer's fantasy to be able to be the landlord of the IRS, but at least for the next few years, actually. So the property sits on about 50 acres near Butler and Peach. And yeah, since 1972, it's been a place where mailed in tax returns are processed. There's no price listed for the property. The broker that's marketing the property suggests it might make a good business office, a call center, or data processing center. It's huge. It's about 500,000 square feet, 2,600 parking spaces. IRS won't need any of that by 2021. They actually announced last year that they're going to be closing that center down, along with several others across the country. And the reason is technology. Back in 2008, about 58% of tax filers were sending in their taxes electronically. And 7 years later in 2015, that number is about 86%. People just aren't really sending in paper taxes as much as they used to. And that's why after this round of closures by the IRS, there's actually only going to be two sites in the whole country that process paper tax returns, in Utah and Pasadena. It's also a bad thing on the jobs front. The center employed about 3,000 people, and it was really a great source for seasonal work. So, yeah, big changes coming to that IRS processing center. A lot of people have worked there through the years. Members of my family have been gotten jobs there. So, you know, that'll be an impact to the local economy.
Gabe Dillard with the Business Journal with us this morning. And now you've got some legal intrigue to tell us about, huh?
Yeah. Fresno County Assessor Recorder Paul Dictos is calling out a major corporation that operates here in Fresno for what he says are frivolous appeals of their property tax liability. Dictos has already fired off a letter to Brian Roberts, the CEO of Comcast, which is located in Philadelphia. And as we all know, that's who we go to for cable service. He's frustrated with Comcast tax agent, who appealed the assessments on all of the company's properties in Fresno County. Of course, the assessor determines what those properties and equipment is worth, and then they pay taxes on that, as we all do if we own property. According to Dictos, the current assessed value of all of Comcast's real property holdings in Fresno County is about $169 million, which gets taxed at about 1%. The appeal from Comcast said that value is $69 million, so there's a whole $100 million less. But Dictos is a little miffed about that, and he's calling them out. And Comcast, for their part, said that it's just routine for them to appeal when they think their assessment is too high.
Nice stuff, Gabe. You do a great job of filling us in every Monday to start the week. I hope you have a great week, buddy.
You too, Tony. Thank you so much.
And if you want more on these stories, or all stories that are business, Fresno, the Valley, pick up a copy of the Business Journal.